Yeah, it's huge. I think the biggest thing, obviously, Keith has been pretty good with us. Obviously, it hasn't been easy on the staff or obviously the players. Has been a little bit of a grind, and that's the first thing I've learned coming into this league is there's definitely ups and downs, and it's just a matter of staying even keel. You can't get too high, you can't get too low, and I thought Keith's been done a really good job. Last game, he came into the locker room after and didn't get mad at us or anything, just kind of sat us down and kind of just told us what we needed to fix on, what we needed to be better at, and I think that really sparked our group and made us come together, and I mean, we know we have to battle together, and we're not going to get out of this individually, so I thought we played a good team game tonight in a full 60.
Lake Erie's given you some trouble this year. What have you learned playing against them, and what did you adjust tonight?
Yeah, obviously they're a really good team. I think they have some high-end talent, obviously. Oliver Bjorkstrand, just one of them, and Sonny Milano, and they have a really good transition game, so they get up the ice pretty quick, and I think that we did a good job managing our turnovers. I thought that was probably the biggest killer for us last game was not making good puck decisions, I guess, all over the ice, and I thought we cleaned that up tonight, and we did a pretty good job.
You held up shots slow tonight, too. Like, the past 6 or 7 games were 35-40 shots and 24 tonight. Is there something you're doing tonight to kind of bottle that up a little bit?
Yeah, actually, that was one of our goals. I think Collins has done a really good job. Kind of ridiculous, actually. Almost too good of a job for him to kind of feel bad, but he's obviously a really good goalie, and he's handled it pretty well ever since Hellebuck did get called up, and that's why he got the jacket tonight, player of the game. Even if we didn't win the other games, and we only get the jacket off if we win, but he deserved him every game so far, so hats off to him, and he definitely helped us out tonight, and it was huge to get the shutout for him, and he definitely earned it.
The longest road trip of the season coming up, how important was it to get some good feelings before hitting the road?
Yeah, it's huge. I think anytime you get to play at home in front of your fans and get a win, obviously it's been a bit of a grind this season, and anytime you get a win in front of your fans, it feels good, and they deserve it, obviously. Unbelievable support for them still coming out and cheering us on and helping us and sticking behind us, and anytime we can kind of repay them with a win is huge, and I'm pretty excited for the road trip going back to California, and it's the first time I've ever gotten to play in California in front of my family and friends, so I'm definitely excited to start it off in Charlotte and then continue in California and hopefully keep going.
You have some plans for friends and family to come see you?
Yeah, I think I have about, my mom went overboard. I think she has like 50 tickets or something in Ontario. You know how moms are. I think she invited everybody in the entire city, actually state of California. So, no, it'll be really good, especially if we could keep up what we did tonight and stay strong.
Is it Ontario Lane? That's the closest team?
Yeah, that's the closest team. They're about 30 minutes. So I haven't been in that arena. I think only once I watched them. A few years back, but yeah, my whole family will be out there and all my friends will be out there supporting.